From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Admiral Michael Mullen is likely to become the nation's top military officer. If confirmed by the Senate, he will become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and have a lot to say about the future of U.S. forces in Iraq. NPR's Tom Bowman has a profile.
Mike Mullen came through the stone gates of the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, in 1964. That was not long before American combat troops were sent to Vietnam. The Academy's yearbook describes Mullen as a versatile athlete with an easygoing manner. Retired Marine General Mike Hagee was a classmate of Mullen's.
He has the highest sense of integrity. He also has the common touch, and that by that I mean he can talk with seamen, he can talk with admirals.
Hagee and Mullen lived in a massive stone dormitory called Bancroft Hall, Mother B to midshipmen. Inside is a cavernous room. It contains a memorial listing the names of all midshipmen who have died in combat since the Civil War. Peggy Ann DeConsiglio is a tour guide. She reads the 9 recent additions, most of them casualties from Iraq.
William Randolph Watkins, class of 89. Kylan Alexander Jones Huffman, class of 94. David Scott Green, class of 86.
Mike Mullen began his Navy career at the start of an unpopular war, and it appears he will end his career helping to extricate America from another unpopular one.
Well, all the people at the top of the Pentagon today, including Admiral Mullen, are problem solvers.
Lauren Thompson is a defense analyst at the Lexington Institute. He says Mullen and the current senior Pentagon officials are seen as pragmatists, not in the mold of the brainy futurists or crusaders who surrounded former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
When they look at the war in Iraq, they don't think about a crusade for democracy. They think about how to fix a problem that clearly is not going very well.
Thompson says Admiral Mullen will likely be among those pressing for cuts in American troops in Iraq.
There's not much evidence that the higher level of troops has made a difference. Secondly, there's increasing concern that the casualties among U.S. troops will undermine the war effort even further, making it impossible to put together any solution to the problem we face there.
Those casualties are partly because of a hefty increase in troops. Friends say Mullen did not favor this so-called surge in numbers, much like other top officers in Washington. Too little, too late, they thought. Retired Admiral Bob Natter says Mullen worries the political and economic problems in Iraq are not being addressed.
He very much understands that this is as much, if not more, a political issue for the Iraqis to resolve as it is a military issue.
Natter also went to the Naval Academy with Mullen. He says Mullen is also concerned Iraqi forces are still not ready to take over.
He's got to understand, I'm sure, that without a strong Iraqi defense force and security force, this can never succeed.
Mullen has spent years in command at sea and at the Pentagon, where he was stationed on 9/11. He narrowly escaped death. His office filled up with smoke. It was very close, he told a friend. 2 years later, he took charge of U.S. naval forces in Europe. Friends say it was in that command that Mullen came to see the danger of the growing terrorist threat in Europe and Africa. And he realized the Pentagon was too mired in petty squabbling and inter-service rivalries. That insight impressed Defense Secretary Gates, who announced Mullen as his choice last week.
When my senior military assistant was making his introductory calls on the various service chiefs, and he asked Admiral Mullen what he was most concerned about, the Chief of Naval Operations said, the Army.
In an effort to ease the burden on the Army, Mullen has sent thousands of sailors to Iraq to help out. Mullen said on the Navy's website, he worries that some of those sailors are now becoming overstretched as well.
I've seen our leading-edge explosive ordnance technicians over there who are very much leading the fight, and I am concerned their pace is very, very high.
Easing the demand on U.S. troops will be a key question for Mullen. His confirmation hearing will be held this summer. Tom Bowman, NPR News.